Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you?
Something about I got a charge coming out of my account. Something about some kind of watch or something that I never received.
All right, bear with me one moment. I need to get your name and address, please.
Donna Brown, B-R-O-W-N-E. My address is 2229 Indian Trail, Everett, Michigan, 49631.
Thank you. One moment.
No problem.
Okay, I'm trying to locate the order here. It said Bunny, right?
Yeah.
The system moving a little bit slow. Okay.
That's okay.
Now it is showing that back on the 7th of April, there was a $6.87 shipping and handling charge for the Tune watch. It's a fitness watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had the Tune pods with a one-year warranty for $20.74. It is showing a delivery here to your address.
Okay.
So it was attempting to bill you trial completion charges, but those were all declined by your financial institution. Have you spoke with the credit card or the bank about the charges?
No. I just noticed there's a charge on it today. I had called and talked to somebody at your place about being charged for things and that I didn't even authorize, and they were canceling everything.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and send you out cancellation emails for the account. Hold on a second. Let me see here. Your email address on here is Bunny. It's your first and last name at yahoo.com. So go ahead and make sure it's canceled and send you.
What do you got as my email address?
Your first name, your last name.
That's not my email address.
It says Bunny LaBarge at yahoo.com.
No.
That's not your email address, your name?
No.
May I have your email address?
Teacup, T-E-A-C-U-P, 876498 at yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, we got to go ahead and I have to send it out. It's going to go to that Bunny LaBarge. That's what's on here.
I have no idea who the hell that is.
Your address is 4800 Long Avenue, apartment North 100.
No. That's not me.
That's not you. You can have your financial. Let's see here.
My name's Donna Brown, B-R-O-W-N-E.
Okay, so they transferred me the wrong account. Bear with me one moment.
No problem.
Bear with me just one second. All right.
No problem.
I have this account pulled up where you have trial completion charges. You have the Focus Watch.
Go ahead.
It looks like there is two Focus Watch. There, I'm going to take a look at the charges on there. See what we have. Yeah, with me just a second longer.
No problem.
I have a charge of $69.97.
Yep. And I don't know what either one of them are for. And that's going to mess up my whole
watch.
Account.
It's going to be the fitness watches that were shipped out. Let's take a look at the tracking on there. Showing a delivery on May 22nd.
Which would have been, I don't know how long ago that was.
In the mailbox.
The only thing I remember is there was a thing where it was, you got something free and you had to do the shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the postman is noting that it was handed over to an individual, so he hand delivered it to the door. The initial charges were $19.94. system just launch. And so then the second charge was $5.97. Now, what I could do for you on these account, with this account, it does have a full price end of trial charges of $64.97 and $69.97. Let's take a look and see what is offered here. I do apologize that we had the wrong account. Awesome. Ma'am?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I thought you asked a question.
No, I said no problem there.
And what we could do is discount those charges up to 50% off. That is what they offer.
That's not going to help me any, because that's going to make my checking account bounce, because I don't know anything about none of these charges.
Well, you say you did receive the watches.
Just one. I didn't receive no two watches.
It seems like the other one may be the Focus Pods, which are going to be earbuds.
But what it said on the thing when you got them was that you only got charged shipping and handling, that they were free. So why am I being charged now for that?
It's a 14-day free trial that they're offering. It does state that at the bottom of the screen.
Well, I just assume send them both back.
Let me take a look here.
I don't want them.
Causing some issues because I didn't get the account transferred over. I don't have all the information. Bear with me one moment. Let's see what we could pull up. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just trying to...
No problem.
You say you wanted to return them, but I have to pull up that information to see if these are even eligible for return.
Well, I'm not going to be charged that amount for these.
It's under a contract at this point.
Well, they can send my contract somewhere else, because I'll go put a stop payment on all this shit, because there's no way I'm paying
that. That's the thing. With a contract, they do an investigation. They come across that. And the company still receives the full price of it because it's under a contract.
Well, they should not be doing that. They shouldn't be saying something's free and then charge you for it. And they shouldn't be. I'm getting these things all freaking day on my phone. I don't want this shit.
I'll just say you hang on just a second longer and see what we can find here. I'm trying to locate the address for return to see if it's eligible for return. It didn't. Okay, let's see here. I think I'm, nope, that's not going to be it. Now, the best we could do on here is, before I get to see if it's eligible return, is up to 75% off.
And then how much would that mean, that they'd be taken out of my account?
Well, it reduced the charge considerably to probably around $30-something. And we have a 60, right now it's up to $69.97. 75% of that will be, bear with me one moment, make sure, $69.97. The $52.47 on that charge will go back to your account. $52.
Is that for both of them, or is that just for one?
It's going to be on both of them, but that's just $52.47 on that charge. And let's see here. The second charge is $64.97. 75% of that is $48.72. Now it's 3 to 5 business days on the refunds. I'll send you out refund emails.
I'm going to overdraft card charges in my bank because of this.
Have you disputed the charges with your bank?
No. No, I just, I get Social Security every month. That's what I live on.
Mm-hmm.
Once I pay all my bills, I only have so much money left over. And by you taking these charges out, the things that are coming up that my bills are not going to be able to be paid because you're taking these charges out.
I got you. Well, you did have to. The thing is, it had to be canceled in order to avoid those charges.
Well, I don't know why it stayed there. If it did, it's got to be an awful, awful small print because I read it. I don't know why they can advertise something as being free if they're going to charge you for it.
It's a free trial? I'm going to place you on hold for a moment and see what we can do about the charges, ma'am. It does at the bottom of the screen. I'm going to place you on hold for a brief moment.
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding. I did go ahead and get the manager to approve a full refund on there. And those both of the charges will go back to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right, is there anything else?
No. Nope. Do you want me to send the stuff back?
No.
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling Customer Support.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.